trade thanks to Music Planet?
I don't know.
That's a 12-string guitar, ladies and gentlemen. We've bought one, so you don't have to.
Well, no, you can do. I've actually been online and checked. You can go to Music Planet and you can pick yourself up a 12-string guitar. But Big Hungry, why on earth would someone want a 12-string guitar?
Well, John, thank you for asking. First of all, it's great as a party for one scenario because you've got more strings, so you can be that kind of dude that's just cranking, or lady, of course, that's cranking a little bit louder than the rest. Mainly, I think what it is, it's kind of like an effect, but the most analog of an effect that you can have. Basically, it's like a chorus effect, turning your six-string guitar into a 12-string. Should actually tell everybody, the norm is if somebody says, "Gives a look at your guitar," it's going to have six strings on it. Now, 12-string guitars, interestingly enough, have 12 strings, everybody. what happens is the first four strings have an accompaniment string that is one octave higher than themselves, and then the last couple are tuned in unison. So if I do the high E, it's the same tuning, ladies and gents. If I go the B, same tuning. And then if I start going up now to the D, see, there's just an octave change there. Are you following? I'm actually missing a string on this guitar, so I won't do the that one. Oh, sorry, that was the G. The D is missing one. Here's the E. That's the difference.
So a bit of bass there.
This is your original string, and this is the 12 string that comes with it. And obviously what happens is that these strings are all very close together on the fretboard, so you can actually press it down as you would normally play a guitar, and you'll get the 12-string effect. Look, I could wank on about it quite like a lot, but what's probably best if I just get Jimi Hendrix to play a 12-string guitar for a couple of minutes, then we get the gist. This is Jimi Hendrix noodling away on a 12-string. It's probably not giving you the lushness that you're after. He's a noodler. But what I thought I might do is play an absolute classic. I mean, artists that have indulged in the 12-string are vast and varied and very, very long. You've got a lot of people here, Johnny Marr, George Harrison, John Lennon, everybody's kind of had a muck. Obviously, the classic song is the old mate, Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven, Jimmy Page with his twin neck.
That double that double head guitar that's like glued together two Gibsons. But an absolute classic, and I never get to play this artist because, died the other day and basically got played out. David Bowie. Old mate David Bowie, Space Oddity. So, let's go ahead and listen to it. Listen to the lushness. He's playing an acoustic guitar in this one. This is the remastered version, so it should sound quite nice.
Acoustic 12 string?
Yes, John.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 6. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, check ignition, 1. And may God's love lift be off. With you.
Bowie, ladies and gentlemen. 12-string guitar featuring right throughout there. Obviously, looks like he'd originally written that on a 12 and kind of just left it in there and strummed away. Things to note with a 12-string guitar is the neck is going to be a lot wider, so if you've got small hands, they're quite hard to get your hands around. Normally, because the tension of the strings of your apps, you're kind of doubling how much stress you're putting on the guitar neck. It's usually a lot shorter and a lot more reinforced as well. And the scale of the guitar, they actually sort of muck with rather than have them like full scale length. They mess with the, the fret spacing just to make them a little bit shorter. This one we have in here is a Japanese. It's super. It's actually lighter than you think, isn't it, John? If you feel that, mate.
Is it your personal 12-string guitar?
No, this is my old mate's.
Steve Mandrake's?
Yeah, it's Mandrake's one, that one. But look at the size of the neck on that, John. Isn't
it's
that
shorter?
Just, it is. It kind of has to be. That one you can't go up past sort of four frets. It starts getting a little. Ring it out, mate. Ring it out. Here you go. Don't worry. Don't be scared. I thought actually something that you might want to hear, ladies and gents, is an electric 12-string guitar, because they're very nice for solo scenarios, and they sort of actually pop quite well. So I've pulled up a video of a chap playing a Rickenbacker 360 12-string. Sound. So I think, you know, the Birds, it's that very 60s-esque scenario that you get yourself in.
Led Zeppelin, full party mode, stairway to heaven, straight ahead. Hotel California.
One not rad thing about 12-string guitars is definitely tuning. That one, it takes a while to tune them. Sometimes it's like herding cats a little bit.
I've done my one piece of research for this segment.
Oh, it's good, actually. You found out
advantages of the 12-string guitar are.
Please lay it on us, John. Lay it on us, mate.
The 12-string guitar's popularity is based on its rich sound. The extra strings give it a striking chorus-like effect, and its distinct ringing sound makes it an excellent choice for use as an accompaniment instrument. In fact, in its early days, the 12-string guitar was very popular amongst buskers, who found that they did not need other musicians to play with them, thanks to the guitar's full orchestral tone.
Couldn't agree more, John. Could not agree more, mate.
I had a look on the Music Planet website,
yes,
and there is heaves of 12-string guitars.
They've actually even got a reissued Jansen 12-strings, which is really rad, and going quite cheaply. If you want one of those Rickenbackers, you need to part with about $4,000. But everybody knows that when it comes to Rickenbackers.
Jansen Invader electric guitar. There's a 12-string one. There's also, this one says, I don't know, a Jansen Invader electric guitar, 12-string, 3-tone. That might mean something to you, Big Hungry.
What?
It's got 3 tones.
Oh, it's probably got a split coil pickup where you can sort of muck around there.
Heaps of acoustic ones as well. Plenty of acoustic ones on the website. So head along to Music Planet and check out your 12-string guitar options.
I was going to play one more song, but it's actually packed a sad on me, so no can do, sorry. What we could do is play, I was going to play something a bit more contemporary. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, definitely big fans of the 12-string guitar. I think the lead singer guy plays a Hagstrom 12-string from memory, because my one's just not happening, sorry John.
Should we go with the Sleep Drifter?
Let's do it.
Off the new record. This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard playing a 12-string guitar.
Modern uses of a 12-string.
Drifter, sleep drifter.
King Giz throwing down. Fantastic. Actually, I managed to find a very nice bird style, but a new artist called Paul Messis playing a 12-string. If you do feel like 12-string is your cup of tea, feel free to walk into Music Planet, ask one of those lovely people attending there to grab one off the wall for you. Maybe it could be your sound. Could be what your band needs, man. You know? I don't know. Here's Paul Messis, with The Problem With Me. That's a 12 string. Jangle, pick up a 12 string. It's that simple, really.
That was Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in store or at musicplanet.co.nz.